Looking ahead with the AK LNG project in 2019, one of the first things that we're going to be looking forward to is a draft EIS statement coming out February-ish. And what does that represent in terms of a step in the process for this project?
Sure. And first, I think we need to remember FERC, the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, has said they plan to issue the draft EIS in February. But that's not a requirement under law or the Constitution. It's not binding. That is predicated on the assumption they get all the information they need from the state, from the Alaska Gas Line Development Corporation. So we expect to have a draft EIS in February, but it's possible that could change. But what it means is, for the third time, an Alaska liquefied natural gas project has moved to the environmental impact statement. You had one called Western LNG back in the 70s. They wanted to build an LNG plant in Nikiski using Cook Inlet gas to send to California utilities. They got an environmental impact statement. Project didn't go anywhere. Back, almost 30 years ago, Yukon Pacific got an environmental impact statement, federal authorization from FERC to build an LNG plant in Valdez. We know that didn't go anywhere. So third time, we're back there trying. It's good to have a draft environmental impact statement. It sets the stage, moves you another step if the project goes ahead, but it doesn't mean you have a project.
Another part of this, especially looking at a change of administrations in Juneau, I know that former Governor Sean Parnell is going to be kind of signing onto this team a little bit, and we're expecting a report from him, early this spring, probably sometime. Do you have any sort of prognostications on what that might be? Is that going to be sort of a roadmap to see the best ways to maybe for the state to divest from this project a little bit and give some more control back to the big North Slope oil companies as was sort of the original intent, or any ideas on that?
Yeah, certainly I'm not privy. I have not talked to former Governor Parnell or the new Governor Dunleavy or his team, but Governor Dunleavy, when he was a state senator, certainly talked in support of the Alaska LNG project, but strongly believed it should not be led by the state. That's just not where his head is. He doesn't think state government should fill this role, that if private sector won't do it, why is the state leading it, spending its money? So I would not be surprised at some point in the new administration to see the Governor Dunleavy and his team talk about, hey, we like it, we support it, we're all in favor. We just don't like the idea of the state taking the lead. We'd like to get the band back together, being the producers, private investors, which I think is probably going to happen anyhow because the state doesn't have money to proceed with this project, nor does the market need the project time.
Yeah, that gets kind of glossed over from time to time. There's really no shortage of natural gas on the world market right now.
No, there's not. There are projects going ahead in Russia, in expansion likely in Papua New Guinea, one project under construction, maybe another one or two more in Mozambique. Qatar, which is the world's leader in LNG production, is embarking on a 40% expansion of capacity. So I don't believe the market needs Alaska LNG at the moment. But more importantly, the market will always be looking for the cheapest gas they can find. And I don't think we're there. I think there are others that are more cost competitive than we are. So I think for AGDC to go on and tell people we're going to make a decision, start work in 2020, misleading. I don't see that happening. I really don't.
Here locally in the borough, there's been we've had some folks go back and forth to Washington D.C. speak with folks at FERC and even with people in the Trump administration. And I'm curious, when we think about the proposed main customer for this AK LNG is going to be China and the ongoing trade dispute with China. I'm curious, to what degree does a project like this represent kind of an international political football that can sort of be tossed around a little bit and maybe you'll score a point here or there, but that doesn't necessarily mean anything about the project getting done.
Right. And you think about it, you look at what's going on in this country, what's going on in the world economy, what's going on with trade and between the United States and China. I think if you're banking on President Trump to deliver something and sticking to his word and not changing his mind and negotiating in good faith, and that's what you're betting your investment dollars on, I don't think that's a solid bet. So, but look, U.S.-China trade eventually, we hope, will get resolved. Regardless where it is today, I don't think this project is ready. It doesn't have customers. It doesn't have financing. I don't see in the near future getting customers, getting financing, particularly, as you point out, the reluctance or the current state of U.S.-China trade, the reluctance of Chinese buyers to sign long-term contracts for U.S. LNG, not knowing where tariffs and trades are going to be. That is an impediment this year. Maybe that impediment will be resolved by next year. So it depends on Trump, and given the federal government shutdown, who the heck knows what motivates that guy?
So I guess maybe a way to sort of wrap it up would be to say that 2019, it might be kind of tough to remain bullish on the AK LNG project in 2019. Just have to see how things go.
Yeah, I would not. I mean, I'm bullish that someday we'll get gas off the North Slope and sell it to someone for a profit, but I don't think 2019 is going to be that year. If we can get the environmental impact statement from FERC, that's an achievement, but people should not be looking for anyone to start breaking ground on anything in 2019 or 2020.